The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay at the Honda Center in Anaheim. Tonight, the San Jose Sharks fought hard, and they got 1 point out of this game. Final score, the Anaheim Ducks 4, the San Jose Sharks 3 in a shootout in front of a crowd of 15,208 fans. And here is how it all happened. In period number 1, Anaheim would take control early. It was a 7-0 total in the shots on goal before the Sharks even had one opportunity on net. 2:04 into the first period, it would be Trevor Zegras picking up a pretty nifty tip in front of the net. Mason McTavish, another first-round draft pick that's starting to come into his own as a player, will be in the circle against Ty Dellandrea. And McTavish wins the draw. There's a shot. Score! Zegras was in front of the net. Might have tipped that opportunity by Sam Colangelo. But that's just a clean face-off win by Mason McTavish and a very quick reaction by Colangelo on the ice to get that tip. And I think Zegras did get it. And it's 1-0 Anaheim. Zegras did get it, his 10th goal of the season, first of 2 points on the night. Colangelo and McTavish assisted. The start of a great game for Mason McTavish, wound up with 3 assists in that first period. Anaheim would take the 2-0, Anaheim would not take the 2-0 lead. Anaheim would get tied up by the Sharks. Shakir Mukhamadulin would even the score 5.5 in. Grunstrom throws to the net. Save made Dostal. Rebound. Dellandrea fights for it in front of the net. Grunstrom puts the body on the man who fought for it in Hellison. And now the Sharks shoot and they score. Mukhamadulin on the point. Sent that toward traffic. It deflected and went right through the pads of goaltender Dostal. And some cheers from the Sharks fans in attendance tonight as San Jose has just tied it up 1-1. Shakir Mukhamadulin, his second goal of the season, assisted by Mario Ferraro at 5:28, tied the game. But unfortunately, later in the contest, in a collision, Mukhamadulin left with an injury and did not come back.
Yeah, he was having a strong game defensively, offensively. He was controlling the puck. Unfortunately, just got a little banged up, and we didn't see him again.
So, it was 1-1, 5:28 into the first period. And oh, by the way, before any of that happened, a couple of big stops by Alexander Georgiev to start the night. Headman feed. Here comes Cutter Gauthier. Breakaway, moving in, shooting it. Great save by Georgiev. Rebound picked up, and another save by Georgiev. This one off of Leo Carlson. Boy, that came out of absolutely nowhere, but Cutter Gauthier is an elite skater, and he's got that lethal shot. He showed both on that play. Great saves by Georgiev there, and the game went on. It was 1-1 at that point, but then the Sharks got into trouble with a penalty. Macklin Celebrini took a 2-minute slashing call at 7:01. Didn't like the call, but went to the penalty box. And unfortunately, that is when Anaheim would take the 2-1 lead. Here's Zegras moving in, cut to the circle, throws it back behind the back there onto the stick of Lacombe, and he and Zegras play catch with it. Ziga, now the shot, score! Lacombe takes the wrist shot, and it gets through traffic. I'm not sure if it was tipped in front, but it gets by Georgiev, and Jackson Lacombe, who's on a real tear, made it look easy. Leo Carlson was in front of a net, might have tipped it, and it's 2-1 Anaheim. Leo Carlson did not end up tipping it, but he caused some traffic. Jackson Lacombe gets his 14th goal of a season from Zegras and McTavish at 8:13. That was the only power play goal of the night. Lacombe extends his point scoring streak to 6 consecutive games, and over the course of his last 33 contests, Jackson Lacombe has 25 points, and he was really impressive tonight.
Yeah, he was all over the ice. You know, I watched him a lot. He was moving the puck up the ice. He was up on the rush. He had that goal, and again, he was good defensively. I was really impressed by the young defenseman.
And so, at 8:13 of the first period, Lacombe from Zegras and McTavish on the power play made it 2-1 Anaheim. Then the Sharks would have a 5-on-3 man advantage in the first period. And unfortunately, that proves to be a big, big moment in the game. Because had they scored on that, they might have actually won the game in regulation. But they didn't do it. They had chances. Lukáš Dostál was solid in the nets. And the penalties ended. And the Sharks were still down by the score of 2-1. And then, in another simulation of the game in Los Angeles, not only did they not score on the 5-on-3, they would give up a goal late in the first period, and it would be Sam Colangelo that would get it. Here comes Anaheim moving in. Vetrano back to the point. Here's a slap shot by Gudas just wide. Gudas gets another chance. Fires it toward the net with a minute remaining in the period. Save. Rebound. Score! The Ducks get to the rebound first. Two shots by Radko Gudas. And Sam Colangelo, in front of the net, is able to tuck it in. 3-1 Anaheim. That's not the way you want to end the first period. No, it's not. And the reason why Colangelo got that puck on his stick was because Mason McTavish won the battle. He got one assist, and Radko Gudas, the veteran captain of his team, got the other. Time of it, 19:01 of the first period. It is 3-1 Anaheim. And you know what? It was looking a lot like the game in Los Angeles to start. But San Jose would come back in the second period with a vengeance. They would outshoot Anaheim 15-4 in the second period of play. Unfortunately, Lukas Dostal came up with some big saves, stopped them all, and on the other side of the ice, nothing for Anaheim. So the second period was over. The Sharks said that they were not going to get blown out tonight. They were going to push back, and they would continue that in a third period of play that certainly turned a little wild. The shots were 16 for Anaheim and only 3 for San Jose. But out of the 3 shots, the Sharks would score twice. One of them came on a somewhat confusing play in the third period during a delayed penalty against Anaheim as Marc-Edouard Vlasic would take advantage. Work free by Graf. He's going to try to get it to Eklund, but Anaheim coming over to play it. They put it to the middle. A shot toward the net there by Jack Thompson. That is a save by Dostal. Dostal shaken up a little bit as a shot by Vlasic goes toward the net wide. And now we've got maybe a penalty coming up here. Graf has got to go to the bench, and now the Sharks shoot and score in a delayed penalty situation. Marc-Edouard Vlasic on the point, sending it toward the net, and it gets deflected home, and that was during a delayed penalty call against Anaheim. Meanwhile, I was focusing on Colin Graf because he lost his helmet on the play, and he had to leave the ice. He was the one who kind of clipped Dostal and knocked him down, and Vlasic just fired it toward the net. It ended up going wide, and once again, it came back over to Marc-Edouard Vlasic, and the shot from the slot goes in. So Marc-Edouard Vlasic gets his first goal of the season from Jack Thompson, who tipped the rebound of his first chance right back to the veteran, and the 19-year veteran gets a goal. He has one goal in each of his 19 seasons in the NHL, all with the San Jose Sharks, and the only other people who have ever had one goal or more for 19 seasons or more with one team are the following. Ray Bourque, 21 years. Nicholas Lidstrom, 20 years. Chris Letang, 19 years. And now Marc-Edouard Vlasic, 19 years.
Not a bad little list there. And what a goal. Great shot. A big goal for the Sharks on that play.
So it was 3-2 at that point. There was a little bit of complaining from the Ducks bench because of that clip on Dostal just before that, but no penalty would be called, and the play would continue. Meanwhile, also in that third period, by the way, the Sharks took penalties on Lund and Goodrow, giving the Anaheim Ducks an extended 5-on-3. That was a gigantic kill and a lot of big saves by Georgiev during that power play.
Yeah, that was a big kill, about 10 minutes into that third period. And again, the puck was in the zone the whole time. Georgiev made a number of big saves, a lot from the outside. But again, he had to track across all the way across the ice to get those saves. Just a big game for him all around.
And so it came down to the final few minutes. At 16:46 of the third period, the Sharks would find a way. Even though they were getting outshot badly, 16-3 in the third period by Anaheim, it was Georgiev's goaltending, the Sharks' penalty killing, and so much else that was involved. And the final result was this, an opportunity for Alex Wennberg to score yet again. Eklund right wing. Good shift for the Sharks. Eklund feeds down low far corner. Now back to Graf. One times one from the circle wide of a net. Eklund gets the rebound left corner. Centering play. They score! Alex Wennberg from William Eklund after some ferocious forechecking by San Jose. The Sharks have tied the game 3-3 on Alex Wennberg's goal. What a goal by Alex Wennberg. It took him 32 games to go from goal number 99 to goal number 100. It took him two to get to number 101, and that was a gigantic play. Alex Wennberg has been so solid all year. But how about William Eklund tonight? 8 shots on goal. That is a career high for him in any single game. And he comes up with that very critical assist to help tie the game and force overtime.
Yeah, and that was just a great shift. They didn't have much time in Anaheim's zone in the third period, but that was a shift that they had a lot of extended zone time. And that was just a great pass by Eklund to feed Wennberg backdoor.
In the overtime, the shots were 3-1 in favor of Anaheim, but Alexander Georgiev would be there, and he made a couple of big stops, including this one. Oh no, fanned on by Liljegren in front of a net. Chance for Anaheim. Leo Carlson fires it wide of a net in front of a goal. Save made off of the play from Zegras by Georgiev. The save of the game so far in overtime. Tremendous stop by Georgiev in overtime to keep the score 3-3. And then it went down to the shootout. And here's how it went down. Trevor Zegras didn't score. Will Smith didn't score. Leo Carlson didn't score for Anaheim. Macklin Celebrini missed the net. And so it was down to Mason McTavish, the third shooter for Anaheim. Well, here's a guy who's probably been the best overall player for Anaheim today, Mason McTavish. He had 3 assists in the first period. And now, in the third attempt for Anaheim, he will try to become the first goal scorer. But he's going against Georgiev. He moves in wide, Georgiev challenging. Mason McTavish holding it, waiting it, waiting it, shooting it. And they score. So it's 1-0 Anaheim in the shootout. The Sharks must score now in order to keep the game alive. And they would have one more opportunity. It was mano a mano. The San Jose Sharks put out Tyler Toffoli, and the Ducks had Lukas Dostal in goal. And who does the Sharks coach Ryan Warsopsky send out? Veteran Tyler Toffoli. Remember, he scored a pretty big goal to tie the shootout against Toronto before the game winner by Fabian Zetterlund up in Toronto. Here comes Tyler. He's got to score here against Dostal. And he moves in and he holds the puck and he waits and he shoots it up high and wide. And Anaheim will hang on to win by the score of 4-3 in the shootout. Lukas Dostal had a good game too. And check out the Sharks. They come over right away to console Alexander Georgiev. He was magnificent in the third period and the overtime and really in the shootout too. So that's how it ended here in Anaheim. Final score in the shootout, the Ducks 4 and the Sharks 3. So Anaheim sweeps the season series with 3 victories and only 3 games played against their Northern California rivals. But we see the seeds of a big rivalry coming up between the young teams against each other for many years to come, planted tonight in this contest. That's it for the Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.